little little thought that strikes me. So I think I've had this one before, relating to iPhone and me using the iPhone for these thoughts. Walking up the hill this morning, taking a photograph of the walk, which sort of pinpoints a time and place, and then the ability with the phone to send that image directly back to someone. And thinking of that in relation to Richard Long's work and doing work up the coombe with mobile devices, where students can take photographs and send them directly back and make a sort of recorded journeys of what they've looked at and what they've thought about what they've looked at. Mapping, I guess it is. But artistic mapping. I suppose mapping was what Richard Long was doing a lot, and then stopping and taking photographs along the route of how he had changed, altered the landscape. So that all sort of fits in with the pervasive media, but taking the pervasive media away from just the earphone thing. One thing I've been thinking a lot about that is that when you're out, you can't see the screen very well. Though actually on the iPhone, you can. So really it's just the crap HP device, which is a bit naff. I guess when you've got spectacles in front of your eyes with a screen head-up display, it'll be different. But in terms of, you know, walking around listening to someone telling you something, it's the responding back that I'm after. So it's definitely the taking a photograph and getting that back to a central point using these devices. The thought came up because I'm a roving alarm clock here. I've got the phone home from the top of the hill and wake them all up